Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
We have this new board here. Different things going on. Welcome, everybody. I had a couple of my favorite things this morning. Started with some coffee, really good. Found a nice new coffee that I just started using. A change from what I've been with for a long time, and I like it. It's a nice, little bit milder flavor. I buy an organic coffee beans and grind myself and make it. But then I get over to my tea from the coffee and have the tea here at the show. You've been hearing me talk about it for a long time. The other thing that I enjoy besides those two things in the morning is the weather a lot of times. And there was a beautiful sunrise this morning. It wasn't colorful like we've had with the beautiful pinks and blues. It was just bright this morning, but just real cheery because it was so nice and bright early. The dogs, we get started at home with feeding the dogs and taking them out to the dog run and running around with them for a while, and then get to the serious business of coming over here and being with you guys. Love to chat with you. You can call me anytime. As you know, I'll do my stuff, work the calls in, do a combination of the two. The phone number is one number from anywhere. It's 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. The tea that I'm doing this morning is about as simple as you can get. It's a version of one that we talk about a whole lot. In fact, some of you may have read my Dallas Morning News column that was recent that was about the herb tea that I do for the show and for other times as well. And normally has a base of ginger like it is this morning. Ginger, big old, Judy bought some big old beautiful organic lemons, and I put about a third of a big lemon in this morning. And some honey, and that's a very simple tea to make easy to make and really tastes good and is good for you. So give that one a try if you haven't already. And other things that can go in the tea I covered in that Dallas Morning News column, you can check it out when we get everything back up and running on the website. We've got everything kind of on hold. We're changing a bunch of things on dirtdoctor.com right now. It's going to be a lot easier. It's going to be a lot more thorough. There's going to be some new things on there, but we're in a transition period right now. We've had some comments about some of that, podcasts and various things, but it's all being changed over in a way, and I think you'll see some really good improvements there. You can see my Dallas Morning News will be, in fact, it may be, we're doing the newsletter different, too. We're highlighting some of the things that we've updated, some of the things that are timely as far as maintenance calendars and things like that, and putting links to those in our newsletter. And so you may have noticed that. That's been going on for the last couple of weeks, a little change there. So we've got all kind of changes going on. The event last week, we really had a great time. Appreciate the listeners that came out. We had a lot of folks that came, listeners on the show here, or listeners to Bob Webster and me as we do our little Saturday 30-minute get-together, as we do almost every Saturday. We didn't last Saturday because we were still setting up for the event, the Mother Earth News Fair in Belton, Texas. You may have noticed that Logan had a little bit different sound as far as my announcer because she was there with me, which doesn't happen that often. She and her husband, Bo, live in a couple of other places in the country, this country and other countries too from time to time. And so she doesn't get to do it live with me that often, but did last weekend and had fun. She enjoyed meeting a lot of you that came by. And we had fun with Doug was there too. His wife Liz came by. Judy came by for a little bit. We had lots of folks there and had some new things going on at the event too. We had a booth. We were there both days. We're talking about doing it again at some of the other venues of the Mother Earth events around the country, and we'll see how that works out. Still in the planning stages. And we'll keep you posted. As you know, if you look on dirtdoctor.com under the button appearances, it'll tell you where we're going to be. We've got a couple of events coming up pretty quickly, and they've been locked in. Whenever anything gets locked in, we'll put it on there for you, including the other Mother Earth news events. The two things we had different was at this event, we had a booth, and we were there Saturday and Sunday, and we're talking to people about TORC, raising money for the nonprofit, the Texas Organic Research Center, and had a lot of fun visiting about that. We had a bunch of people sign up to take the online course, and I was delighted about that. And signing up for that, there are some benefits that come along with it. Plus, we had things decorated a little differently at this event. We had a pretty good selection of my art. I took a bunch of pieces, and we found out after we got there that we had more room than we thought, especially a little backboard of black soundproofing where we could hang some art. So when Judy and Logan came early Saturday morning, they brought some more. So we had a pretty good supply for you, pretty good distribution, examples of all my work. If you didn't make it to the event, you can look on, what's the best way? Instagram has it. Logan's going to add a little bit more stuff to Instagram, I think, today. But we had photographs of the exhibit on Instagram. It was also on Facebook and Twitter, so if you missed it, you can see it there. I finished a couple of pieces the last couple of days. Actually, yesterday I finished two pieces. And I'll put photographs of them up for you to see as well. Sold a few pieces. We're delighted about that. Some people were interested in the money for the art goes to help support the nonprofit Texas Organic Research Center, which is what's behind the online natural organic gardening and landscaping course. We've had a lot of people finish it. We're getting good reviews back. We are in the process of a couple of new things for you. I was telling Bob on his show yesterday morning about one of them, but we're also going to be doing a little, probably more than one short versions of the course about specific subjects. We're working on that idea, and we'll keep you posted. The other one is, and I've already started on this one, and it's pretty far along, just because of what I've done through the years. One of the talks that I give at the events is the natural organic pest control talk, and we have a lot of people interested in the book, the Texas Bug Book, that Malcolm Beck and I did some years ago, and it sells very well, and it's a good book. It really helps a lot of people with beneficial insects and the pests and what to do with them and everything, but it's a book that's got an awful lot of information. It not only has information about the insects, but it has a lot of information about control from different standpoints, and it has a lot of stories. I have a few. Malcolm has a lot, and we get quite a few responses about Malcolm Beck, my late friend, who was the co-author on the book, but he was a great storyteller, and a lot of his stories about the insects, I think, help people understand some of the beneficials, like the wasps and spiders and various kinds of things that we talk about, better than just the cold hard facts about those bugs. But you have to wade through quite a lot of information on there, and we certainly will continue to recommend it. It's a great book, and a lot of people have gotten much benefit out of it. But I'm going to do another one on insects and diseases, and Bob kind of pushed me yesterday about including weeds in it, and I may do that because I've already done publication that's on the website about weeds. And that what we're talking about doing, what I'm already doing, is thumbnails of leaves that have holes in them, leaves that have yellow stripes on them, leaves that have yellow dots, leaves that have black dots on them. In other words, symptoms of plant problems. And we're also going to put photographs in the same thumbnails of the different insects there. So if you see an insect and you wonder what it is, you can go through the thumbnails real quickly, find it, go out to the right, find out whether it's a pest or a beneficial insect and all that kind of thing. And on the diseases and on the insects, it'll tell you what it is and what the cure is.
You know,
I'll be back.
Too, the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders. It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I think I got cut off as I was telling you something important there, so let me finish that, and then we'll go to Linden, Starville, Texas. The book that I was talking about that I'm writing will have a thumbnail of what it is, so you can just go down the thumbnails and find a leaf or a trunk of a tree or whatever it is that has a symptom that's similar to what you're dealing with, and you look out beside it and tell you, it'll identify it, what it is, and then under it, control. And we'll put the control in real simple terms. If there's alternate controls, more than one, I'll put that there. But I think it's going to be a real useful tool for everybody, and we'll keep you posted. The reason I bring it up before it's even finished is this, the same reason I brought it up with Bob and his listeners. Any photographs that you have out there of your garden, landscaping, vegetable gardening, herb garden, whatever it is, greenhouse stuff, any problems that you have, any apparent insect or diseases on the leaves, any discoloration, any holes, anything at all, take photographs and send it to us, and we'll add it to the library that'll be in this book. For example, the damage from a spotted cucumber beetle, you know, looks an awful lot like slug damage. And we'll have hopefully all of the things that you might run into in this publication. It'll be on the website for sure, and probably turn it into a book as well, because a lot of people like to hold something in their hand and use it that way. So that's what that is all about, okay? And any problems that you have with plants that, you know, doesn't show a hole in the leaf or a discoloration, just a poor color or a weeping or some characteristic that, you know, you're concerned about. We'll put all of that, all of those kind of things in the publication. Well, let's go see what Linda is up to, if I can get the right...
Good morning.
Here. Linda, what's up with you?
Good morning. I'm interested in finding out.
Are you there, Linda?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Hello, Linda.
Hello.
Nothing
Hello.
There, Mary Rose. We'll put her back on hold. And you can see what's going on there, and I'll do a couple other things, and we'll try that again in a minute. Let's see, where was I? In Howard's garden's been pretty interesting because the weather is awfully mild for this time of the year. Now, I know a lot of you listening to me, some in the West and a lot more up in the East, are having tremendous snow and tremendous problems. In fact, Logan and Bo's main home is in Prescott, Arizona, and it's under a couple of feet of snow. And I know a lot of other people out there, same situation. So all those folks are doing, all you're getting to do is do your planning and get ready for the gardening that will be coming up right away. And that's a good thing to do. I just wrote a column about beneficial nematodes and trichogramma wasps, and I wanted to talk about that a little bit because for a lot of you, we're already at that point because the foliage, like in my garden, is already coming out. Not only have the plants, the buds swelled and the flowers have formed, but the foliage is already out. There's really a huge difference across the country where people are. And what I recommend, if you've been listening to me forever, is to put out the trichogramma wasps and the beneficial nematodes when the foliage first emerges in the spring. So we're at that point. You can wait a while. It's still very early. We're probably going to have some more cold weather. And a lot of that beautiful young foliage that's so soft and colorful and pretty that's coming out on a lot of plants. My buckeyes, for example, are already in full leaf in my yard. I got about four or five different kinds of buckeyes, and they're all leafed out. So putting out the trichogramma wasp for caterpillars, that's why we do that. The caterpillars that create the worms, like web worms, tent caterpillars, the forest tent caterpillars specifically, various Lepidopterus, in other words, caterpillars, worms that come from moths that eat plants. We put out the trichogramma wasps during this time period, and we basically head them off. We don't even have to worry about later on spraying BT and spinosad and essential oils and things like that if they never were born in the first place. And that's what the trichogramma wasps do, those little microscopic wasps that come out of the little one-inch card or the strips that look like sandpaper. What they do is they go in the female trichogramma wasp, which is basically microscopic. If you have really, really good eyes, you can see them. But they go and find moth eggs, and they parasitize the moth eggs, and they keep the caterpillars from ever happening. So it's a very cost-effective kind of thing, and I recommend it to everybody that has any kind of garden out there, trichogramma wasps and the beneficial nematodes. The nematodes are different in that they are put out mixed with water and sprayed on the ground, and they control the whatever life cycle of the pest is in the ground. They can control eggs, pupae, and larvae in the ground before they become adults and become pests that hurt our plants. So that's why I recommend those two things to everybody. Some of the local garden centers will sell those things, but you can also order them online. I'll talk when I come back about the fact that the list of insectaries that we recommend, we've just updated, and it's on dirtdoctor.com. So you can order trichogramma wasps and beneficial nematodes from these insectaries or buy them locally. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back with you right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, and we're having some audio issues. Apparently the last caller, which is not there right now, try to bring her back up in a minute. Y'all could hear her out there, but I couldn't hear her in here. Anyway, back to a little in Howard's garden. The questions are coming in fast and furious about weeds and people wanting to know what they can do for pre-emergence and things like that. Well, once the weeds are there and green and growing, pre-emergent won't do you any good at all. That had to have been done before those winter weeds germinated, and the ones you're seeing green and some people are bothered by are cool season weeds that germinated in back in the fall and up till now, but are growing like crazy. The ones that we have at the office that I didn't treat for because I wanted to do some spot treating with some of the new contact organic herbicides, which we've been doing a little bit here and there, but for the most part, and I'm sure a lot of people out there are experiencing the same thing, the rescue grass is just prolific this year. It's all over the place. It's the grass that looks like a big fescue or rye grass. A lot of people might think that's what it is, and it's very similar. It's cool season grass, and it grows fast. It'll grow an inch a day, it looks like. And mowing it, if you have a lot of it, just mowing it is the best thing to do. Mulch it, just leave the clippings on the ground. It'll help build the soil over the winter. If you want to kill it, you can. You can kill it with the contact sprays of things like 20% vinegar and the Pure Grow product, which is an essential oil organic herbicide, or the fatty acid products. They work well also, like the BioSafe or, you know, Scythe, which was the first one that was ever on the market, or any of those. And you can spray it, or you can do like I've been playing around with. You can put it in a big watering can, and I recommend every gardener have. It's another thing I recommend every gardener have, in addition to putting out trichogramma wasp every spring, is have a big watering can that has a breaker nozzle on it. If you get one like I have, I've got a big galvanized one, and the nozzle is removable if you need to pour a real strong stream into a fire ant mound, for example, or something like that. But when you put the breaker on there, it comes out in a nice, soft, broken pattern. You can have it have the nozzle on there, put the organic herbicide in, and treat the weeds you want to kill with the watering can. It's a real nice way to do it. You just kind of pour it onto the weeds you're trying to kill. Probably a better way than spraying it. A lot of these sprayers, and I'm a little frustrated about this. I thought I had found one that was going to work really well, but it just doesn't put out enough volume. You need to really, with these tools, you need to really get a good heavy coating of the contact killer organic herbicide on the foliage to kill it. If you do that, they work beautifully. This Pure Grow especially does. But when you're putting out a real fine mist with one of these little pump-up sprayers where it doesn't have a big enough nozzle, big enough orifice in the nozzle, you're going to get a little discoloration and a little burn, but it's not going to really kill. So put the material in one of the big watering cans and put an even good heavy dosage on. It won't hurt the ground or the permanent plants underneath or anything at all, but it will kill much, much more effectively. So give that a shot. Again, the ones that we recommend are 20% vinegar, the fatty acid products, which are fancy soaps, basically, and they're sold under many different names. And then the latest one is an essential oil product that's called Pure Grow. Pure Grow makes the herbicide, an insecticide, and a disease control. And all three of them have the same ingredients, cinnamon and clove. It's just different formulations. And they smell great, any of them you use them, but they're very, very effective. I recommend them highly. Do we still have Linda there, Mary Rose? Okay, well, call back, and anybody call that wants to jump on here, we can go to the phones. Hopefully it'll work for you, okay? 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I was looking at my trees in general yesterday and kind of scratching my head about the questions that I'm getting about, well, what do we do about the fact that everything is budded out and flowering and leafed out? And the answer is, it's not a thing in the world you can do. Nature's going to do what nature wants to do. And if we have a big drop in temperature after things have leafed out, it'll set the plants back a little bit. It'll stress them a little bit, but it'll be a temporary stress. And then they'll, you know, go again. Fruit trees might ruin your crop or greatly reduce it. Again, nothing we can do about that. I was looking at my big old American elm that's behind our greenhouse in the backyard, and it's fully in flower and just, you know, going to town and already dropping stuff all over the place. The big ginkgo, has got some swell buds, but it hasn't started to grow yet. And like I said, the buckeyes are probably farther along than anything, and they're fully leafed out. So it'll depend. If you've got color, if you've got pansies and Johnny Jump-Ups and dianthus and things like that, you're probably experiencing the same thing that we are, and the same thing that Bob was talking to me about down in San Antonio. Beautiful, beautiful color. My pansies and Johnny Jump-Ups and all are just really, really great. some of the perennial dianthus got eaten by some rodents. They love the taste of it. And we'll talk about those things a little bit more. But let's see first if we can get Robert up here. Bluffdale, Texas. Hello, Robert.
How are you, Howard?
Well, I'm doing great now that I can hear a caller. What's up?
Yeah, I just want to tell you, I listen to you because the stuff you say works.
Well, good.
Enough sucking up. I've got I just built a new house, and it's a detached garage, and it's like there's like a breezeway between the two, and it's going to be very low. It's going to be very low light. It's going to be shade, except for maybe an hour a day.
Okay.
So rather than grass, I was paying attention. Some kind of ground cover.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that jumped out when I was nosing around was monkey grass.
Right.
And I was going to see what you thought of that, because it really is a low-light situation. It's almost like a little alley between the two structures.
Right. Yeah, common situation. The ground covers that we refer to generically as monkey grasses, and some people refer to the Ophiopogon as monkey grass, and some people more correctly refer to Liriope as monkey grass. They'll both take the shade. The heavier the shade, the more trouble they'll have. Even the shade-tolerant things, you know, when it gets really dark, will have a few issues and be a little bit more sensitive to disease hitting the plants, you know, if the ground's staying too moist. So be sure to adjust your watering so you're pulsing it, you're getting things wet and then letting it dry out a little bit, not keeping it sopping wet. That's about the only thing that would take the Ophiopogon, which is the smaller of the two, down, or the Liriope. The other thing I would have you look at, I think, because I'm getting more and more impressed with it, is the group of plants that are called sedges. And I've got sedges at my place in sun and in shade, and doggone, they seem to be awfully tough. They're supposed to be not evergreen, but most of mine are still as green as a gourd. And we've had, you know, 125-degree night, and then another event that was almost that cold that killed most things out. So look at the sedges as well as the as the monkey grasses. And then the other one that often surprises people, of course, you got English ivy and Persian ivy. Those do great in heavy shade. But the other one that is will really surprise people about how well it does in the shade is Asian jasmine. It does very well in the shade.
Okay. When you say a sedge, the first thing that comes to my mind is nutgrass.
It's kin. These are kin to nutgrass, but they are ornamental plants. They don't spread and become a problem. They're just very ornamental and really good looking and tough as nails. There's one called Texas sedge that is not the darkest green. The one I think that's the darkest one that I have is called Berkeley eye or something like that. So just look at them. Some of them are variegated. I'm not a particular fan of variegated plants. I think they look kind of sickly to me, but there's some good choices in the sedges.
Is this the kind of thing that I'll find at like the big box store garden department?
Well, probably so, but I really recommend the independent garden centers more. But wherever you can find good quality plants, remember that they probably have been being treated with chemicals and synthetic fertilizers. And so you got kind of a little transition over, not a downturn, but you just have to think about the fact that they need a little bit more tender loving care in the beginning to take on this new organic approach that you have, and then they'll do even better than the stuff on the chemicals.
Yeah, not to wear you out, but at this new construction, we just gone through and just totally torn up the soil. It's gotten all mixed and mashed.
Uh-huh.
It's some green clay, some sand, some caliche-looking stuff, and I have a fantastic rock collection.
Okay.
is there? I'm certainly a believer in hydrogen peroxide and molasses and that sort of thing. It's done wonders for me in the past.
Well, do that for that crummy soil, and then just do the regular bed preparation that I recommend for whatever soil you have. Plenty of compost and plenty of rock minerals. The lava sand and azomite are my two favorite, and then, of course, the two sugars I recommend across the board, too, dry molasses and the whole ground cornmeal.
Okay. Very cool. Well, hey, thanks a million. I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We're about to do a break here, and then we'll go right back to the phones when we come back. I got a few more things I want to talk to you about, but we'll chat. Give me a call at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. And everything I talk about, including TOR, Texas Organic Research Center, and everything like that, will be found right on the website, right on the homepage, the connection anyway, of dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back right after this, so don't go away.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Experience the healing revolution and get away from sickness, pharmaceuticals, pain, and poor health. Before you operate or medicate, now you can regenerate your body with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's natural healing ability. It's simple, safe, effective, affordable. Book your free consultation now by calling Achieve Vitality at 469-600-8794. That's 469-600-8794 or go to AchieveVitality.net.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth:
Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard's back with you, and Linda from Starville has called us back. Linda, are you there?
I'm here.
What can I do for you? Sorry about the delay.
That's okay. Well, I want to make raised garden beds, and I want some wood that you recommend that's cheaper than cedar. My handyman has quoted me a price of $5.92 for some wood, and that's just for the material because I read that cedar is the best. But, Howard, I would like to point out that I did find, if you recommend, a cheaper wood, I did find a product called Cedar One. It is a nano and poly protective treatment for wood. It's supposed to be friendly, not a hazardous substance or mixture.
What's the name of it? What's the name of it again?
Cedar One. Owen.
Okay. That's probably okay, especially if I use all that kind of language on there, but even if you do seal the wood to use with raised beds, when you're doing an organic program, one of the things that we're trying to accomplish is have this rich biological activity, and you will have that if you go organic. The problem is that it'll go through a coating and rot the wood fairly quickly. So even the thing you have to look at from an economic standpoint is what the material costs to begin with, but then also how often are you going to have to replace it. The cedar is giving people in the community gardens up to 10 years of life, which I don't quite understand how it's happening. I would think that more common would be in the 5 to 6 year period using big boards, uh-huh. 2x8s or 2x10s or something like that. But the other thing you could look at, and you wouldn't have to be replacing them because of rot, would be some of the woods that are made from plastic. They're made from sawdust and plastic. One's called Trex, and there's several other brands. That's just one that I can remember easily. You might look at those.
Can you spell that for me?
Trex is T-R-E-X, I think, is how it's spelled. And I've got it on a deck at home, and it's very dense and heavy, and the only negative I've seen about it is it will tend to get a little mildew on it and mold from time to time, but it doesn't rot. It's it lasts for a long time. So that would be worth looking at. And then the other thing would be, I was talking to one of the people at the show in Belton about this. They showed me some pictures of their raised bed, and they had used what I've used in the past, and that's Haydite block, you know, the gray concrete blocks that have the holes, they're honeycombed. Those make excellent raised beds, and you can put the wall in so that the holes are facing up, and you can fill the holes with lava sand or just black soil or anything like that that you want to, and it gives you real good insulation, and it's a one-time expense. You never have to you know, redo them because they rot out. And you can move them if you want to and change the shape of the bed. So that'd be something I would suggest that you actually look at. If you use this sounds like a non-toxic sealer on the wood, give us a report on it about how long it lasts for you. And you might even set it up on one bed and on another bed try the Trex, and on another bed try the Haydite block or concrete block, and see which way you like the best.
Okay. This seal ones is reported to be for 10 years. So, you know, that's something else that I was going to mention.
Okay.
But, okay. And where can I get this Trex at?
Anybody that handles lumber would have Trex in stock, and they would also have some other brands. I should remember the other brands because some of them are actually better than Trex probably, and some of them are more of a tan, more of a cedar color. The Trex is gray, and it's a good product, but it's very heavy, very dense, and a little bit harder to work with than maybe some of the other artificial products that are out there on the market, but they'll all last a long, long time. They won't rot. There's another lumber that Bob has been talking to me about for years, and he built his greenhouse out of it, and it's some kind of eco lumber that is heat treated, and it takes all of the oils and the sap and everything out of the wood completely, and it doesn't put anything new in it. It just dries it out and gets rid of all the things in the wood that the microbes could feed on, and it makes makes the wood last a long time. But it's not yet available very much. He knows the people and was able to get some, and for whatever reason, they've never been able to put it into mass production and get it on the market. But I'll for sure let everybody know as soon as it is on the market.
Okay, that sounds good. So you recommend the Trex for my raised bed. I believe in organic. I believe in going simple, you know, doing it your way.
Well, it's one of the it's one of the choices. But I would, if I were building it, I'd use the Haydite block. I'd use the concrete blocks. I think there's a better way to go.
Well, thank you very much, Garrett. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
I appreciate the call. Thank you. All right, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We made it through hour number one. We've got two more for you, and it'll be the same telephone number. Doris will be coming up. I'll get to you real quick, Doris. So sorry it had to hold so long. 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. The information on joining the Organic Club of America is there. Donating to Texas Organic Research Center by a couple of different ways you can go. Buying my art or signing up for the online course, get the benefits that come along with all those kinds of things. And we'll talk about more right after this.